Joining us on the other end of the line is Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher, live from Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure.
So give us an update of what is happening there in the Middle East. Obviously, it was a hot topic in the debate last night, but it sounds like Bashar al-Assad is under a little bit of heat right now.
Well, now he has support. He's always had support of Russia, but there was concern that there was a troop buildup from the Kremlin inside Syria. We have aerial pictures, a senior U.S. defense official telling Fox News that it looks like that Russia is setting up an air base in Latakia, and that this is the most number of troops outside Russia since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Assad is not someone that the United States nor NATO wants in power. They feel like that he's been responsible for the devastation that's been happening in Syria for the past 4.5 years. They fancy him as sort of a despot, someone who's not really in touch with his own people. He shows no signs of stepping aside. He says he will if it's the will of the people. He's been accused of using barrel bombs against his own people and chemical weapons. He says that the tension in his country will never stop unless terrorism is defeated. Now, it's assumed, perhaps, maybe, that Russia will help Syria defeat ISIS. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin said that that's an enemy that needs to be defeated within Syria. The big thing is that Russia is such an ally of Syria that this could cause conflict between the United States, or even more conflict between the United States and NATO and Russia, because Russia does support Assad. And if they're there to fight ISIS, that's at least a common goal. But if they're there to prop up the Assad regime, to what extent needs to be seen, and that's causing a lot of problems and raising eyebrows.
So what is Vladimir Putin's interest in Syria? Is it just because Russia and Syria have been longstanding allies that he wants to make sure that Assad stays in power?
You know, that's a really good question. It's because Syria is Russia's last remaining ally in the Middle East, and they want to protect their interests there. And Russia needs Syria, and that's why they're backing Assad. Another thing that has come out is that Iran now also has troops in Syria, Al-Quds Special Combat Forces. This is being coordinated in conjunction with Russia. That's at least according to the intelligence that we have. And this is also something that has really upset Israel, for instance. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to the Kremlin on a Monday to meet with Putin to discuss the buildup of weaponry, advanced weaponry in Syria, because clearly Iran, not exactly an ally of Israel, and, you know, Syria's right next door. So there's a lot going on, and I think the main thing is that especially NATO and the United States, how is this going to play out? What is Russia's motive? The Kremlin is not exactly transparent. Having covered that region for 6 years, for instance, last year when Russia annexed Crimea, you know, Putin had consistently maintained there are no Russian troops on the ground in Crimea. They're just Russian speaking. And then it came out later, oh, well, yes, they were there, the thousands that had amassed on the peninsula overnight, but they were just there to protect Russian interests. So there's not a lot of faith in the relationship and in the Kremlin. And to be frank, Putin does what Putin wants to do, and the rest of the world seems to react instead of be proactive.
And give our listeners an update on what the United States is doing in regards to the situation in Syria, if anything at all.
They are conducting targeted airstrikes. And one thing that had come out, well, this had come out a couple of weeks ago, the United States is training moderate Syrian rebels in Iraq. They've trained 50. And now we have, for a fact, information from a U.S. general yesterday who came out to say, well, you know, only about a handful of them are actually still fighting. The rest have absconded, been kidnapped, whatever. So that doesn't look too good. And there's a long, long process in training Syrian rebels. There's a vetting process. And at the end of the day, the U.S. is doing it, but it's not really looking too good when you train 50 and there are a handful left. And it took quite a while to train these gentlemen. I think it really depends on how, A, Russia's involvement, B, what happens with ISIS, because if you look at a map, they've taken over so many cities within Iraq and Syria, and they have a route directly to Lebanon, directly to Jordan, and these are facts, and it's not getting any better.
What's the difference between having the Syrian rebels in power or having Assad in power? Is there really any difference as far as the United States is concerned? We only got about a minute left here.
It depends on which rebels you're talking about. There are so many different factions.
Oh,
at the end of the day, they don't feel like that, even though Assad is Western educated and he was seen as a forward thinker, he hasn't shown to be, at least according to the United States. It depends on which rebel group you're talking about. There are so many. Hezbollah, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, they're hoping moderate Syrian rebels to take the people to a more democratic, fair place.
All right. Jessica Gallagher, a Fox News expert, talking to us live from Jerusalem. Appreciate the time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.